It is postcast without video for some reason. I'm not sure why, but I thought the show was important enough to keep it on and to have the chat and the discussion. A major day for the Utah Jazz as Dwayne Wade becomes a minority owner for the Jazz. The Jazz then come back from 17 down to be able to beat the Indiana Pacers. Rudy Gobert dominating in the middle. Bojan Bogdanović with 24. The bench sparks the Jazz, who did not lead until the fourth quarter after briefly in the first quarter trailed most of the way. A really impressive second half performance, outscoring Indiana 63-42 after being manhandled. And we'll be talking about it on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the Big Yellow Bag. That's right, Biograss, a great Utah company. Get you $40 off at Locked with the promo code Locked On to Biograss today. You can go grab that and have your lawn be beautiful. Go to BigYellowBag.com. Also grabbed by the good friends over at Grip6.com. I am aware that we don't have video, but I can't figure out why, and so I figured I would just decide to make sure that we at least gave you a show and chatted, and I'm not that pretty anyway, so why do you care? In fact, I could actually do chat overlay today, and so you guys can interact with the chat a little bit more and have that and make it a lot more interesting for you here. So, all right, so I want to get your thoughts and your comments. There's a lot to this day. It's a big one. Dwayne Wade becomes partial owner of the Jazz. I mean, that's like an incredible sentence that it's hard to actually believe is true. Here's a guy who's an iconic figure inside the NBA, has been a, you know, is one of the coolest guys in that the league has, and he decides that he's going to become part owner, and Ryan Smith's able to bring him in with the Utah Jazz instead of the Miami Heat. It's a major, major day for this organization and a major step forward for the organization. It's also, you know, monumentally important that it's a black man that's part owner of an NBA franchise. It's a monumental moment that a black man is a part owner of a Utah franchise. It is a sign of what Ryan Smith believes in, of his effort to change the perception and the reality of Salt Lake City and the vision that people have of the Utah Jazz. And it's an opportunity to have a recruiting force to tell players that this owner's legit. He's a part of it. You want to be a part of it. They've got a great coach. They got this kid, Donovan, this other guy, Rudy. And it's a monumentally important moment in Ryan Smith's ownership and the way he plans to conduct things with the Utah Jazz. So that I think is huge. We can talk about it in our questions and our comments. From a basketball standpoint, Jazz were down 17. They were terrible. The story of the game, though, is Indiana's the number two team in the NBA in transition, and the Jazz are the number 19 team in the league defending transition. So Indiana number two in the league in transition, Jazz are number 19 in transition. Flip it around, the Jazz are the number one defense in the half court. Indiana's only the 17th ranked offense in the half court. In the first quarter of this game, Indiana was in transition 28% of the time. At halftime, they were in by halftime they were in transition 21%, which means we had begun to swing it the correct way. By the end of the game, Indiana was only in transition 17% of the time, having been in transition 28% of the time in the first quarter and 21% in the first half. I mean, a basic deduction there is that they were only in transition 13% of the time. By the way, Dwayne Wade, here's a good shot. Oh, no, there's no video. Dwayne Wade and Ryan Smith are walking out to midcourt right now and taking pictures at midcourt with a Jazz jersey. So a pretty cool little moment down there. Dwayne Wade with a number three Jazz jersey taking a photo with the Jazz owner Ryan Smith out at midcourt as we come to you during postcast today. So really a kind of a cool moment out on midcourt as I come to you. From back to the game, Donovan goes out of the game. It's a 9-point game. Donovan with a severely sprained right ankle is the only bad side, but frankly it looked like it could be much worse than that. And so to see that was, and the Jazz be able to overcome that. They were down 74-65 when Donovan went out. They go on a 24-15 run to close the half immediately, or close the quarter immediately, and then we're tied at 89 by the time we went in the fourth quarter, and then the Jazz just completely dominated the fourth quarter. Rudy Gobert just eliminating everything that the Pacers wanted to do, and part of that is because of the fact that they got him into the half court in those settings. So the Jazz really with an awesome performance, Rudy a large part of that in that. All right, let's get to a cool scene. Dwayne Wade, Ryan Smith at midcourt. Ryan Smith's got a 3 Utah jersey. Wade's got a 3 Wade jersey, both Jazz jerseys right now. So really a cool shot here at midcourt in Salt Lake City right now. And I'm taking a picture of it. I will have it up on my Instagram for you at DLock09 later. So make sure that you check that out. This is pretty cool. Just taking the picture right now. So we'll try to get that for you. All right, let's get to your questions and your comments. Matt Moon leads us off. Can you introduce me to Dwayne Wade? Joe Ingles has been replaced. Very impressive with the Jazz. Rudy dominated that second half, says Seth. Yes, it was very impressive. That win was for Donovan Mitchell, says Mad Max. They came out, played with a lot of juice when that happened. They weren't waiting for anyone else to carry it, and that was impressive to see the Jazz be able to do that. How do you think Wade's ownership will affect the free agent market? It can't hurt it, right? Dwayne Wade picking up the phone and calling someone saying, will you come play for me? Cannot hurt. Like, and it's nothing that the Jazz have ever had before, and it probably helps the Jazz get over their number one hurdle they've always had, which is no one wants to come to Utah for all sorts of reasons. And you end up with a guy like Dwayne Wade as an owner, maybe being able to say, you know, this place is all right. Good win without Mitchell. Gobert's a monster. Showed some fight. Go Jazz, says Daniel. I would agree. They were, the effort was amazing. Are we just routing with teams now, giving them a 20-foot cushion to make it interesting? Maybe. I think you mean a different word than routing. At least the way I understand it. But, no, I mean, hey, we can't get away with that. We got to play a lot better than that. But that's, you know, there was a lot of grit out on the floor. I thought Juwan Morgan and Mia Oney's minutes were really important, right? Like, if you end up falling apart during those minutes, that's a major significant problem for the Jazz if they fall apart in that stretch of the game. I mean, I would tell you that, you know, you can't work your way back unless you have a consistent effort the whole way, and the Jazz were able to do that. So the fact that they were able to make those plays at that moment with those guys on the floor was equally as important as any other period of this ballgame. Any word on Don? Right ankle sprain, x-rays are negative, MRI coming tonight. Not a high ankle sprain, but in a lower ankle sprain. So frankly, at this point, most of the word on Donovan is pretty good, considering what the Jazz, what it looked like, what it felt like, and what it could have experienced in that ballgame. So I would say most of that was pretty strong and pretty good. Let's see what else we got here today. Do the Jazz beat the Lakers 2 in a row without 45? I don't think the Jazz can beat the Lakers 2 in a row with 45, frankly, the way they're playing. Their defense is unbelievable right now. Bojan Bogdanović and JC, nice effort. Absolutely. They picked up the slack. They understood what they were doing. They made a bunch of plays. It was cool to see. Like, that was a really, really good effort by a lot of guys to be able to come off and pull that off that win. And you often get that spark right away when you get that moment when the guy goes out and then someone else steps up. Amir says Bogdanović is coming along. This was the game where he could sense the potential for our deeper bench. Yeah, I mean, Bogdanović has actually been playing, took a lot of heat, but has really been playing very, very well. So very impressive in a lot of ways on that end of things. All right, that wraps us up. Thanks for joining. Sorry for the no video today and a little bit of distraction with Dwayne Wade out on midfloor. But pretty cool stuff for the Jazz as they win a tough one down 17. Indiana had the worst record of any team in the NBA when leading by 15 or more, and the Jazz took advantage. On the Jazz, this is Postcast. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good weekend. Talk to you tomorrow.